Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
73120.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Pat Woodward.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
12417 Springwood Drive, Oklahoma City.
Thank you. And I see that you had an account with our meal plan. It is an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy. How may I help you?
Okay. This is my second call to this phone number because this is the one it showed at the end of the email. The lady I talked to earlier more or less said I didn't read the fine print and tough luck, too bad. Okay, I just went through all the steps again. It was a Kohl's reward email. I went through every step again. It does not say one, and I'm about to cuss, so I'm trying not to. It doesn't say one thing about a meal plan, signing up, anything, until after I put in my credit card information. She argued with me and said I should have read it better. No, I went through it all over again. It doesn't even mention a meal plan until after I put in my credit card information. I know I'm repeating it to you twice. This is an absolute scam. And she said, well, we can cancel the plan, but you'll still have to pay the first $49. Okay. I shouldn't have to pay $49 for something I wasn't even signing up for. And not even to mention, who would sign up for something when it doesn't even tell you what it is? But the whole point is, it's not right. I mean, I'm going to go as far as I have to deal with this. So is there nothing you can do? This is just, I don't even know what word to use other than a scam. But it makes me so angry. Now I'm going to have to spend a lot of time trying to get it undone. I can understand if I was stupid and didn't read it, but it's not even there. It says nothing. All I did was put in a credit card information to pay for some shipping charges for a vacuum cleaner.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding. Now, I see where you called in and you got the account canceled. Now, what I can go ahead and do for you is issue you a $45 refund as to there was a $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Man, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything
else
I
could you say?
You should see that refund back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, has the charge come through?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, if the charge can go through, why can't the rest of it go through?
Ma'am?
Yes.
No, I'm not understanding what you're asking.
Okay. You're telling me the charge has already gone through my bank, correct?
The $49.89, and I issued you the $45 refund.
So how come it how come the refund isn't today?
Okay, now, well, we have no control over that. That's up to your bank.
It's up to my bank?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let me make note of your... Will you send me an email or something so I know this has been done?
Yes, ma'am. You should receive an email within the next 24 hours.
Okay. And who did this 49 whatever dollars, who did it actually go to?
The meal plan.
And the company is Bites Hub?
Correct.
Okay, well, I don't envy you your job if this keeps, of course it keeps happening. I'm certainly going to contact Kohl's as well. Okay, well, the first lady could have done just what you did and wouldn't do it.
And I do apologize about that, ma'am.
Well, she kept, you know, what makes me mad is she kept saying, well, I didn't read something before, and I should have, and it doesn't even show that. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What was your name again?
Secret.
Secret?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.